We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's our TAMS rating, the Tennessee, Arkansas, Memphis rating. It's our famous TAMS ranking system, and it's submitted by Jeffrey. He's got his computer from Cooper Systems that he just puts all the data in.
Yep.
And it spits out. And it spits out these rankings.
Yep.
And so we go top to bottom or bottom to top?
We go bottom. We start from the bottom.
Ooh, it's a race to the bottom.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. How many we got? Eight? Is there eight?
We have seven teams.
Seven teams. Okay.
So for those that were curious, last week the ratings starting from seven going up. Arkansas State was seven. UT was six. Arkansas was five. Vanderbilt was four. Memphis was three. Ole Miss was two. Mississippi State was one. And Jeff? We've had a change at the bottom.
We have there's been a juggling.
There's been a change.
There's been a shakeup.
Yes.
What's the shakeup been? Who is now our new bottom? Let me guess. I'm betting it's Arkansas.
It absolutely is Arkansas. And for those that would like to make the point, well, Arkansas is an SEC team. If they were playing Arkansas State, they would win. Well, a Conference USA team just came into Fayetteville and
kicked their ass.
Absolutely boat raced.
There's that phrase again.
The Razorbacks. Again, I'm not saying you can't move up. This is a fluid system.
No. There's an opportunity for anyone
yes,
to move up.
There's always an opportunity.
There are opportunities to get quality wins.
Correct.
But we judge them based on what they did last week.
We are judging.
I apologize to all the farmers right now out on their combines doing their things. I know it's a depressing time to be an Arkansas fan.
This is what's truly remarkable. Arkansas, in terms of offensive efficiency, according to ESPN, Arkansas is the 104th ranked offense in terms of efficiency. They are 62nd in defense. They are 109th in total efficiency. That is not an efficient football team. So they have earned the right to be the bottom of the TAMS rankings.
Wow. Number seven.
Sliding up.
Arkansas.
Sliding up,
hold on,
of course.
Let me think now.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough at the bottom.
Because
I mean, listen, you could justify having Tennessee, Arkansas State, or Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those could be the next three. I bet you went Arkansas State here.
I did go Arkansas State. I was just judging based on quality of win and if you were ranking and trying to set a line.
You've got a Power 5 bias, man.
Correct. Well, if you're trying to set a line, Tennessee would be favored over Arkansas State.
You think Arkansas State would be favored over Arkansas?
I know who I'd bet on.
If you got points, you'd take the points
at
Arkansas State.
Exactly.
Okay. Arkansas State, simply because of your insidious bias.
Yep. My insidious bias, of course, towards all things Power 5.
Right.
Coming up.
Do you have any thoughts on the actual football team, their performance, Arkansas State? What have they been doing?
They beat Tulsa over the weekend.
That's good.
Justice Hansen is, like, probably one of the best quarterbacks in the group of five.
Tulsa's not good, but...
Tulsa's not good at all. It just comes down to... I haven't seen a quality win from them.
Do you have... they have a better quarterback than, the UT Vols?
As bad as Tennessee has looked offensively, I don't feel like it's Jared Garantano's fault. Like, he's been pretty efficient. He's completed about 70% of his passes. He hasn't turned the ball over... The problem is they've been so bad up front that they really haven't been able to run the football.
All right, so Arkansas 7, Arkansas State 6. I bet 5 is going to be...
It's tough, but I think there was one clear deciding factor.
Ole Miss.
I went Tennessee at number 5 because Tennessee and Ole Miss were up against each other. I looked at three factors. Number one, who would I pick in the game? And I do think Ole Miss could outscore Tennessee. Tennessee would look great against Ole Miss's defense, but I think Ole Miss would outscore them. B, Ole Miss at least still has one quality win. Even though Texas Tech has been kind of roller coastery, picked up a quality win against
TCU. You don't overreact by getting smashed by maybe the Death Star, right?
I mean, so Louisville got, basically every...
Okay, I'm with you there. I can see that. You don't want to overreact to
correct
getting smashed by the Death Star. Okay, so that's 5 is Tennessee.
Correct.
4 has got to be Ole Miss then.
4 is definitely Ole Miss.
Okay.
And Ole Miss, you look at them. They have the 13th most efficient offense in the country, the 101st defense in the country in terms of total efficiency. They are sitting at 50 in total efficiency overall. It's very simple. Ole Miss can't stop anyone. And when they're
you said this before, you blame Hugh Freeze for this.
Yes.
He didn't recruit any defensive players.
No, if you put Ole Miss's defensive roster up for other SEC teams, I don't even know a player that someone would say, we want that guy.
Would Arkansas score on Ole Miss?
Anyone would score on Ole Miss. Right. Southern Illinois scored on Ole Miss. A lot.
All right, so counting from the bottom up, Arkansas 7, Arkansas State is 6, Tennessee is 5, Ole Miss is 4. That gets us to the top 3 of the TAMS ranking. I would imagine that Vandy is 3.
That is indeed correct. We don't overreact to wins, but we also don't overreact to good losses.
Good loss.
Yes, we do not overreact to the quote-unquote statement loss. It's a good solid loss.
What has Vandy done wrong this year?
Nothing. They haven't really done a ton right either.
They won the 2 games they should have won, and the game that they should have lost, they lost close.
And if you do that, if Derek Mason does that, he's going to be employed at Vanderbilt for a very, very long time. Honestly, there's a possibility he could move on. So
I think it's very interesting, Vandy and Memphis. Memphis is going to be obviously number 2 for you. We'll get to that in a minute. I think it's very interesting as to who would be favored there.
Memphis, I think, would still be favored. If you look at almost every Vegas power ranking, Memphis is in front of Vanderbilt.
Okay. So Vandy took a big step up, didn't they? Where were they last week?
Vandy last week was at number 4. They jump up to 3.
Jump up one spot. Vandy jumps up to 4. This is fairly amazing. Number 2?
Number 2, of course, would be the Memphis Tigers. A very efficient offense. They've now added the ability to run the football. I don't think it's been fluky how they've been running the football. I think they've been lining up and running the football.
What is interesting about lots of interesting things about this team. But one is, right now we have a ranking where they are ranked ahead of 1, 2, 3, 4 SEC schools. And we really believe they are better than those 4 SEC on the field. They are better than Arkansas on the field. They are better than Tennessee on the field. They are better than Ole Miss on the field. They are better than Vanderbilt. And if you look at them, they got talent. We knew they had all kinds of explosiveness on offense. Their defense isn't getting run over. It wasn't the greatest defensive performance, I'll be honest with you.
They have the 27th most efficient defense. 27th most efficient defense in the country right now.
But they also can run on people now. They've got it. It's not gimmicky. They got an offensive line that can blow people off the line. And that's where you typically, Memphis going to play these physical SEC teams. They couldn't. I literally think you're right. Memphis would be favored over Vandy, would be favored over Ole Miss, would be favored over Tennessee, would be favored over Arkansas. Not by a lot, Ole Miss. On a neutral field, it would be.
We're splitting hairs on a lot of
these. But it's amazing. They shouldn't be there by all rights. They don't have anything close to the resources.
No. They don't have a recruiting budget. They don't have a conference name recognition.
And in the end, if
they don't have a...
In the end, if there's a Memphis kid and Arkansas comes in and offers them late, they tend to get them.
Sure.
So they shouldn't, but they do, and they've got players.
In the words of James Franklin, there's only 3 conferences that matter. The AFC, the NFC, and the SEC. In terms of recruiting, now Clemson has really stepped up their program.
Right.
They've really invested.
Ohio State does pretty well.
They are very committed and invested as well.
All right, and the number 1 team in the land.
Mississippi State.
There's a big separation.
There's a big gap between, in my opinion, between Mississippi
State. What's ahead for Mississippi State?
So this week, Mississippi State has... I know I looked at this because I had to do picks yesterday.
I just wonder at what point...
Kentucky.
Okay. At what point do they really get tested?
So they'll have Kentucky this week. They'll have Florida next week. Then they will have the Florida game will be at home. Dan Mullen returns to Mississippi. That should be electric. I will need many, many camera angles for that. And then they will have Auburn at home. We'll have a bye week and then LSU. So, I mean, that stretch, there's a good stretch coming up. I mean, Kentucky's going to be a test. That game's in Lexington. Kentucky can run the football.
All right. Thereby ends your TAMS ranking. 7, Arkansas. 6, Arkansas State. 5, Tennessee. 4, Ole Miss. 3, Vandy. 2, Memphis. And 1 is Mississippi State.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.